Can I ask you a question? Is it possible to have too much faith? To believe in God for something that is plainly impossible? Well, hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. I have to tell you, I've seen people name and claim the craziest things in God's name. You know, the blab-it and grab-it school of faith. They make these ridiculous statements like they've suspended any sense of reality, believing God for something so crazy, so ridiculous, that they end up falling flat on their face. And yet there's something that hits me right between the eyes when I read about Jesus. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus answered, "You were not able to make the demon go out because your faith is too small. Believe me when I tell you, if your faith is only as big as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. You will be able to do anything." You see, when it came to this faith thing, Jesus never, ever criticized anyone for having too much faith. In fact, quite the opposite. This is a very high statement that just with the smallest amount of faith, you'll be able to do anything. The only time Jesus criticized people over this faith thing is when they demonstrated too little of it. I don't know about you, but I seem to come up against a lot of impossibilities in my life. Lots. And every time I do, I look at this tiny mustard seed of faith in my hand, which inevitably appears so small when I look at the mountain ahead. And I just say to Jesus, "Well, Lord, that's all I've got. And you know something? That's all I've ever needed. It's always been enough, always." That's God's word, fresh for you today. One of the best ways to let God grow your faith is to get His word into your heart, to chew on it, to digest on it. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.